Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. High school tournaments. Rob Horn will join us a bit later. He's the architect of the Bedell St. Margaret's boys lacrosse team that has been number one in the state and taken prisoners here. They open it tomorrow in that heat. We'll talk to him about that. How do you prepare for the heat when you haven't had any heat? You have no dress rehearsals this year. You go from sweatshirts and gloves to all of a sudden you're in t-shirts and make sure you get the suntan lotion and all the Gatorade, and that's what they'll do. Joining us as we prepare for the Minnesota Twins and Seattle Mariners, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Matt Williams. He is in charge of, one of the people in charge of, the Mr. Baseball Miss Softball Award, which will be presented this Sunday at Target Field in conjunction with the Twins. I have the pleasure and honor of emceeing the event again this Sunday, and it's always kind of a fun foray because you in softball, baseball, the seasons come upon us so quickly, and then they're over, and you don't get a chance to spend a lot of time watching these teams, so you're not quite sure who's all good and who's not, but Matt Williams is in the middle of it, and he joins us now. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Mikey.
What do we got? Explain to the people listening when they put together, who decides, who do you get out there to watch these players that you whittle it down to just the five and then eventually a winner in each category?
Well, we rely on the experts, and the experts are the coaches in high school, college, and those pro scouts as well for baseball that have their pulse on what's going on here in Minnesota. And so softball as well.
So they watch carefully, and then do you bring it to a committee meeting, or how does it come together?
Well, we're not voters. The Minnesota Sports Alliance, formerly the Minutemen, we don't vote on this. We just
facilitate.
Essentially facilitate. Yes, yes. So we'll tally those votes up, and then based on the rankings that are provided, we announce who the finalists are.
And then on Sunday, we name the winner. And I guess I've never asked. So whoever's on that committee though decides, in essence, they vote on the winner.
The winner, right? Mike.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it'll be. And you actually you won't find out until Sunday.
No, I have no idea. I never have any idea when I go there. I just sit and listen to the resumes. Matt, are you surprised sometimes by how many good players there are? I'm always surprised by not just who makes it, but who doesn't make it that's really good.
Well, that's the problem here in Minnesota. The softball and the baseball players, there's such a great amount of them. It's really a tough decision to make when it comes down to it. Not really a decision. It's just the numbers that make the decision. But ultimately, when you get a full season like we've had finally, it's nice to be able to rely on those players to find themselves to the coaches.
Now, explain the Sports Alliance and the Minutemen and these groups and how they come together and do things for the state.
Well, back when we lost the Lakers, we didn't have pro sports in town. So there was a group called the Minutemen back in the 50s, and they got together, St. Paul and Minneapolis, and they raised the bond and built the Met Stadium, which brought the Twins and the Vikes to Minnesota. And obviously, the pro teams don't need the businessmen's help anymore. They've got that all taken care of. But ultimately, our mission now is to you know, honor the elite athletes and amateur athletes in Minnesota. And then what we really do is they're focusing on how do we keep, you know, Mike, how do we have kids stay in sports at a youth level? And when you've got an organization like the Twins Community Fund that's really behind softball and baseball all the way throughout Minnesota, the upper Midwest, and you got a guy like you, one of the best in the biz, really helping to keep that alive in our youth and keep it exciting, it really makes it much easier for us. But ultimately, there are parents or in some cases, single-parent homes, who have to make a decision about, and you know this, how much it costs to play sports.
Oh, it just sickens me. You know what really sickens me, Matt, and you understand this, is not, you know, it'd be easier if people were transparent, but some of them, because of pride, because they don't, their kids don't want to tell anybody, they don't say, hey, the reason I'm not playing is because we can't afford it. And they come up with a different reason or excuse, and it just breaks my heart when I find out later that the kids have done this.
Yeah, exactly. When you have these great coaches, you know, two of which will honor, you know, in baseball and softball this year of lifetime achievements, you have a mentorship built into sports. And, you know, those peer pressure ages, sixth grade to 12th grade, what our goal and mission is to find a way to raise the money, have a well from our 501c3 foundation, and reach out. And we're going to be working with, athletic directors and coaches for high school boys and girls programs and finding a way to supplement those in need who really want to stay in sports but can't. And I think with those coaches that we have, those great coaches in Minnesota, I'd rather keep them in organized activities versus, you know, unattended after school.
Absolutely. How are we doing on that front? Are we able to provide a lot of opportunities? Are we able to identify a lot of the kids that need it?
Well, and that's going to be a more of a come together situation. That's kind of, you know, after COVID here with that mission, we needed to reboot this program. So we're building out our board. I've got Mark Parrish. You might know Mark.
Yeah,
he's going to be on our board with us. I've been knocking on Justin Morneau's door. I'm going to probably knock on yours, Mike.
Keep knocking. And, keep knocking on Morneau's door. He's got access. You know,
he's got too many kids. But, you know, it's a great, you know, it's so much, it's so worth it when you have a mission, you have the right people around you, and then you have an organization like the Minnesota Twins and the Minnesota Twins Community Fund really supporting this initiative with us to help keep youth, ball alive.
Yeah. How did you get involved in it, Matt?
Well, back in 98, I had a boss when I was employed, and he said, you know, go find a community event that you're passionate about. And I was selfish, so I decided I would love sports so much, I would join the Minutemen. And the Minutemen, eventually, when I took over the presidency of it, you know, I really felt that we needed to be more inclusive. And so what we had, you know, since changed the name to is the Minnesota All Sports Alliance. And that is inclusive of all, you know, all sexes, all races, and not that it wasn't any, you know, void of that. But ultimately, we are fully inclusive. So we do high school boys and girls sports, senior athletes, and we celebrate. And so I got involved, you know, kind of sitting in the back of the room and watching some of these bigwigs from the old days impress me. And I just decided I needed to be part of something, not just sit in the background.
Yeah, part of the solution, right?
You know it.
And so if somebody wants to get involved with the Sports Alliance, what do they do?
Well, there's a number of different ways. I mean, I'd certainly be happy to speak with them directly. However, I think the best way is we've got the MinnesotaMinutemen.com is also funneling to the Minnesota Sports Alliance .com. So we go by the acronym MASA, M-A-S-A. Yep. And, certainly welcome to have. We'll be putting on the Mr. Lacrosse, Miss Lacrosse Award, as well as the Mr. Baseball, Miss Softball Award, the Play Ball Minnesota Banquet coming up this Sunday. And, you know, we'd love to have people visit us. Our website is changing over from the Minnesota Minutemen, and it will be, you know, currently there people can find us online there and the Minnesota Sports Alliance as well.
Well, Matt, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and all due respect, one thing I've never wanted to be called in my life was a Minuteman.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at
that. What do you think I changed that for, Mike? You're a super smart guy. I know that.
All right, big guy. Good to visit with you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You bet, Matt Williams. I've been called a lot of things in my life. I just don't know if I ever want to be called a Minuteman. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.